Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. I don't need to tell you that we are getting very close to the national celebration of Christmas. And virtually the international celebration of Christmas, although the fact of the matter is that there are a number of countries around the world that celebrate Christmas on a different day than December 25. And of course, there are some societies that scarcely celebrate it at all. But here in the United States of America, and indeed in the Western world, it is very common to celebrate Christmas on December 25, as the birthday of Jesus Christ. And it is my usual custom on the Beacon Broadcast, when we get to this last week that leads up to Christmas, to break into my series, whatever it may be at the time, to bring some messages that focus upon the incarnation of Jesus Christ, which of course is the message of Christmas, the birth of Christ, the incarnation of Christ. And so I break into the Ecclesiastes series and turn in my Bible to Revelation chapter 6. Now, this is going to be a little bit different, but, I mean, no, not 6, 12. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. And that is not a customary Christmas text, but I think it is a very suitable one. And I trust that you will agree with me before today is over, and indeed before the week is over, for it'll probably take us pretty much all of this week in order to deal with this wonderful portion of God's eternal Word. So, with that little word of introduction, thank you for joining me on this Monday, December 21. Thank you for considering our financial needs in order to continue broadcasting these messages on this station. And at the close of the year is when we take a look at our annual contributions and our annual expenses, and we make our decisions regarding the new year based upon the financial support that we have received as to whether we can continue or even expand, or if we must remove some of the stations that we are on. So if you would like to help us with the ongoing ministry of the Beacon Broadcast, then please consider a contribution to Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina 27201. Well, Revelation chapter 12. Now, this is not a usual text, so I'm going to read it, and then we'll take quite a little bit of time getting into it, and hopefully we'll be able to look at it thoroughly before the week is over. But here's what we read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Now a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. She bore a male child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she had a place prepared by God that they should feed her for 1,260 days. Christmas. I don't know what your viewpoint is on Christmas, and I find that among believers there are different viewpoints. Most of the Christians I know have no hesitation in celebrating December 25 as the birthday of Jesus Christ. We are reminded that much of the emphasis that we see in our society today that emphasizes Christmas is driven by merchants. It is trying to increase sales, Christmas presents. For some merchants, we are told that December is the most important month of the year. In fact, I have even been told that in the case of some, they don't even turn a profit on the year until December. And December sales, Christmas sales, are what enable them to end the year in the black. So large are those sales in December compared to their normal sales throughout the year. I'm sure that's not true of everyone, but apparently that is true of some. So yes, no wonder the retailers are emphasizing Christmas. They certainly want the sales, and in some cases they need the sales. And of course, Christians, therefore, are somewhat wary of the commercialization of Christmas, and rightly so. And again, different Christians have different perspectives on that. But I do think it's important that as a people of God, we resist the impulse to overspend, and we endeavor to focus upon the true meaning of Christmas and to focus our Christmas celebrations primarily upon the true meaning of Christmas, namely the birth of Jesus Christ. If we're going to celebrate it at all, let's celebrate it for the purpose for which it was established, and that goes back so many centuries, it's hard to exactly figure out when and where it all began. It's not in the Bible. I think you agree with me on that the Bible does not tell us the date for the birth of Jesus Christ. The Bible does not tell us how or even if we are to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. And yet, knowing that to be true, and for that reason, there are some Christians who refuse to celebrate Christmas and really are offended by the celebrations of Christmas, and I hope I will not offend you by what I'm saying at this time, because what is true and what all of us can agree on, no matter what our viewpoint is on December 25, all of us can agree that the incarnation of Jesus Christ is surely the most important event that has ever taken place in the history of the world, and that the Bible is filled from Old Testament to New Testament with texts that deal in one way or another with the incarnation of Jesus Christ. The Old Testament in prophetic form, but there are some wonderful rich incarnation texts in the Old Testament. And then, of course, in the Gospels, the narratives about the birth of Christ, but then throughout the epistles, the emphasis upon the doctrine of the incarnation, which is foundational. It's key to the whole message of Christianity, to the whole reality of Christianity. We have no Christianity apart from the incarnation of Jesus Christ. And so, though I'm not entirely unhappy myself with the commercial promotions that accompany Christmas, I am nevertheless happy that in our community and in most communities, the merchants succeed in making Christmas a big deal. Because that ensures, at least in my mind, that the celebration of Christmas, which of course means the incarnation of Christ, will never disappear in spite of the efforts of certain organizations like the ACLU and others, Freedom From Religion organizations, to remove Christmas from from public life. They're not going to succeed because there is a strong commercial rationale, a strong commercial impetus to keep it there. And so the efforts to minimize Christmas are not going to succeed. The efforts to minimize Christ, the reason for Christmas, might make some headway, but they're not going to succeed entirely. And the result is that there's a huge annual public focus upon Christmas, and if people are listening and paying attention, and of course many are not, but there's a great public focus upon Jesus Christ, and I think that's a wonderful opportunity. I love to go into malls and stores at this time of year and hear doctrinally rich Christmas carols. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. What a testimony. Now, as I say, many people are not paying any attention to it, but and in many stores, they've stopped playing Christmas carols, and they're playing Here Comes Santa Claus. And some stores have a mixture of the two, but I am encouraged and in some ways even a bit surprised at how many of the traditional, doctrinally rich Christmas carols I hear in public places at this time of year. It seems like that society allows, if we could put it that way, allows an emphasis upon Christ and Christmas at this time of year like it does not at most other times of year. And so, we come today to Revelation chapter 12, the text I'm going to be dealing with today and throughout this week. And I read it for you a moment ago, but what this text talks about is the conflict of the ages and how it centers upon the person and work of Jesus Christ. And what I see is a wonder, the wonder of a preserved people. I see the wonder of a powerful foe. And I see the wonder of the conquering Savior. That's what we'll start looking at today, and Lord willing, we'll pick up again and continue on the broadcast tomorrow. But first of all, the wonder of a preserved people. And of course, Revelation is a highly symbolic book. Most of what it teaches by way of symbols, and that's what makes it difficult, challenging, and for some people causes them to avoid it because the symbols are, in some cases, not easily determined as to exactly what they mean. But nevertheless, let's make a stab at it. Revelation 12:1, now a great sign appeared in heaven. A great sign. The King James Version says a great wonder. But it is a sign, it is a symbol that is designed to arrest attention, to cause amazement and contemplation. A great sign appeared in heaven. So we know right from the beginning that what's going to follow is a symbol. It is a sign. It is a symbol designed to arrest attention and cause contemplation. And what is that sign? It is a glorious woman. Now, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a garland of 12 stars. Well, that's about all I've got time for today. I'm going to have to take it up again, Lord willing, tomorrow, and I trust you'll join me then. And until then, this is Greg Barkman, Bible teacher on the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, saying, good day, may God give you his eternal peace.